Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is at 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Drizzly, rainy day throughout the Delaware Valley. And, of course, we're all still just in a bad mood, let's be real, about the Eagles. We'll talk about it extensively today. We've heard from Nick Sirianni now twice since we last did our show yesterday at 2. Sirianni with the press conference yesterday, the interview with Angelo today. We'll react to that. Of course, the Eagles also traded Joe Flacco. And so all of it on the table with the Birds. 76ers back at it tonight versus the Knicks, the Flyers tomorrow. All of it here with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, continental plates can move as fast as fingernails grow.
I don't even know what
like
that
when
means.
They're really splitting up, when they're really moving. Continental plates, you
I
know.
I don't know what a continental plate is. You
really?
talking about the stuff the earthquakes
like
happen?
The earth.
Oh, okay, I
the
got you.
Earth.
Yeah.
Well, first, what else do continental plates mean?
You want to be honest?
Yeah, please.
I thought of the restaurant, the Continental, and they have plates. And I'm like, it just didn't make sense to me. I'm trying to, like, the Continental plates move? Like, what are we talking about? Okay.
Well, you know, like, yeah,
beneath the surface of the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they move extremely fast, okay, when things are changing rapidly by continental plate standards, yep, they're moving as fast as fingernails grow.
There you go. That's not very fast.
No, it doesn't seem
no,
like
it's
that.
Really not. All right. The Eagles are not growing fast at all. Matter of fact, we think they're regressing, which is incredibly frustrating. Look, 215-592-9494. I made the point, John, yesterday. You heard me say it. I said it repeatedly. I certainly said it right out of the gate. That for me, watching that game on Sunday, one of the lowest points I've ever felt as an Eagles fan. And, you know, when I put that up on Twitter, a lot of people agreed with me. A lot of people. A couple people came back at me, not too many, but a few, and said, you know, oh, you're exaggerating. And, you know, what about the Rich Kotite era? What about, and I was like, well, yeah, first off, I didn't say it's like definitively the lowest, but it's amongst the lowest. That's why I said one of the lowest. John, I want to express more today from my end, and I certainly want to hear from you, but I also want to give everyone a chance today at 215-592-9494. I want to give everybody that is listening to our program today a platform to explain to the Eagles why we are so frustrated right now, why we feel so down right now. Like, I want everyone – wherever you're listening to us right now, in a, you know, at your home, in your car, at your work, wherever the heck you are, we are giving you a platform today. Because obviously the Eagles, like, they didn't learn from last year. I think that's one of the, I'll just say this. One of my frustrations is it seems like they didn't learn from last year. And so we got to say it again. We got to say it more. We got to say it louder, apparently. Like, they don't seem to be learning, and they're wasting everybody's time. And so I want to give everybody a platform today at 215-592-9494 to, as Madonna said many years ago, express yourself. And let's hope that through these next 4 hours, and frankly a couple months, we can rattle some cages down there at the NovaCare complex that they will actually hear and heed. Because we know that we know a lot about what we're talking about. And I want to give everyone a chance to let it loose today. And let Jeffrey Lurie hear you. 215-592-9494. John, let me go first. I am so low and I am so frustrated. And I felt it so strongly on Sunday watching that game, John, because I've lost hope. John, I'm a pretty big optimist. I mean, I think I am. I'm a big sports fan. You know, there have been times, John, where, you know, you haven't, rightfully so, pointed out things that you thought would go awry, and they have. And leading up to those moments, I was pretty optimistic about the chances of the Eagles or whatever other teams here in Philadelphia sports. So I'm a pretty hopeful person. When I've lost hope about the Eagles, that's bad, man. And I've lost hope, John, because the guy that in my lifetime over the last quarter century has always snapped the Eagles back to by hiring the right coach or hiring the right decision maker, and I'm talking about Jeffrey Lurie, making the right hires, having an organization that we not only could generally feel proud of, but actually believe in. They're not going to win a Super Bowl every year. Matter of fact, they're not going to win a Super Bowl that often. But that they would, generally speaking, be a competitive, above-average team, a well-run franchise, that when you have that down year, he helps them get back on track. John, I have lost faith in Jeffrey Lurie. It's like something has happened with this guy. So, Jeff, here's the deal. I need you to wake up. Wake up, Jeff. Wake up, buddy. Like, you were a great owner. You were great for years and years. Ed Snyder was the best owner in Philadelphia. And at a certain point, Jeff, you became the best owner in Philly, and it took a long time for people to kind of fully appreciate it, but you did a lot of great things. And in 2017, that playoff run in January of 2018, you were dancing in the locker room with your players, and we actually came to love you. Like, we didn't just, like, think, hey, Jeff, we appreciate what you've done. We actually came to love you. And in just a couple of years, you've lost us. And you've lost this, and John, why I feel such little hope, and again, I want to give everyone a platform at 215-592-9494. They didn't learn. He didn't learn from last year. And somehow, inexplicably, Jeffrey Lurie made the decision about 8 or 9 months ago to hire Nick Sirianni. And I think that's the move more than any other, because last year was last year. So Lurie had an opportunity to correct the situation. And his move is, I'm going to hire this guy? I am fed up. I'm sad. I really am. I'm sad because I love this football. This is our team, guys. This is our fall. Every year this is our fall. And into the early part of the winter for however long it lasts. And I am so down right now because I feel like the owner has lost his way. And I really have very little belief that he's likely to get it back anytime soon. I think he's power hungry. I think he's too involved. He is obviously undercutting, whether it is his coaching staff or his general manager, who, by the way, shouldn't even be his general manager.
He's not undercutting his general manager. His general manager is doing.
Yeah, but we know Lurie's made some picks, and that's
what
stupid.
What Howie wants to
All right,
do.
I want
to
hit
he's
John.
He's filtering the information to Jeffrey, basically deluding Jeffrey.
Possibly. I want to hand it to you, John. And again, everyone, you have an opportunity to have the floor today. Let the Eagles hear from you why you're so fed up. John Ritchie, the floor is yours.
Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has created this monster that is Jeffrey Lurie. All of the information Jeffrey has goes through one source. It's Howie Roseman. And I'm worried that Jeffrey believes he knows better than football people because Howie tells him that. That Howie tells him everything's in the bag. Hey, remember, we won a Super Bowl, Jeffrey. With our heavy reliance on analytics, we do it differently here in Philadelphia, you and me. Howfrey, we do it differently. We're better. And that's the direction they've gone. And they hired doofuses that they could control and command. And they are both discovering you can't trick this league. You can't fool the tradition of the NFL. It is not that easy. You are in over your head, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. And now you have an entire coaching staff who does not belong. You hired them thinking, oh, this will be great because we can infuse them with analytics and they'll be open and receptive to that and we'll continue to dominate. Last year was an outlier. We'll get back to our dominant ways. We won a Super Bowl. It doesn't work like that. And how about amazing, amazing information about Brandon Staley, the wunderkind who is coaching the L.A. Chargers now. He wanted nothing to do with Philadelphia because Howie Roseman is present. How about the fact that Robert Saleh, the day after he interviewed with Philadelphia, he signed with the Jets. He went to the Jets first. He came to Philadelphia to see if they could sway him, and he was like, oh, hell no. Not with that. Not with that group. Are you kidding me? I can't. Okay. I have been very impatient with this whole thing because yep. it's clear that they think they know more than everyone else, and it's clear to me that they're doing it the wrong way, and now all those fruits are coming to labor. Wait, that's not even the right term. That's all becoming clear to everyone. It's so obvious. It's so blatantly obvious. They didn't learn the error of their puppeteering from last year. So they're going back to that same well.
It does seem that way.
And that's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
They thought, hey, just like this head coach is saying, hey, we're going to double down and just keep doing what we're doing. Even if it doesn't work, that's not how you roll.
No.
They are doubling down on puppeteering before our very eyes because this is what they think will win. And they're wrong.
Yeah, they're
and the only way you can correct this, Jeffrey, is if you rid this town of that filter who's giving you this wrong information. Howie Roseman is undermining. He is the downfall of this entire organization, and it's not going to get better until he's gone. I mean, permanently erased from the face of Philadelphia.
You know, it is really sad that we have to even do a show like this, but we're going to do it. The Eagles have put us in a position as a fan base to feel this. This is what we feel. We feel down. We feel aggravated. We're frustrated. I feel a lack of hope. And I'd love to come on here and talk about, hey, it's an exciting season and big game on Sunday. Woo-hoo! No. No. They got a mess they got to clean up.
Oh, it's
and we have
disgusting.
And we have an obligation to give you a voice to voice what you want to say to try to rattle some cages down there at the NovaCare Complex. Because obviously all the conversation we had last year, they didn't learn. 215-592-9494. For everyone to have a voice today and have a platform with us at WIP, let your voice be heard. Explain to the Eagles why you feel the way you feel, what you feel they can do differently, and how we hope somehow that they can crawl their way out of this mess.
We're a joke in NFL circles. That's devastating.
It is devastating. This is our team, and they are really letting us down. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, your phone calls throughout the show on 94 WIP. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Today's your day. Let it fly. Let the Eagles hear from you why you're so frustrated, why you're so down, and so disgusted. And hopefully we can rattle some cages together and get them to actually, you know, do better, because this is ridiculous. Let's go to the phones and kick it off with Chiro today in Central PA. Hey, Chiro.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right, buddy.
Man, listen, I would rather get a root canal than watch what I watch on Sunday. I would rather pass a kidney stone. I'd rather sit through any business meeting or anything than what I want you to, Jeffrey Lurie, I understand you're a billionaire. Money has never been an issue for you your whole life. I want you to put yourself in the position of that Eagles fan who circled that game all year. They spent $500 on a plane ticket. They spent $500-$600 on a hotel room. Then they spent another couple hundred on the game ticket just to go out there and feel what they felt. I don't think you could ever understand the pain that game caused so many people. There is no hope in the future. And then you know what? I just want to go back to the summer. I believe it was that Jeff McClain article. The guy Alec Hallaby, the one who's running our analytical department. We can tell this team is 100% analytical. There's no football guys in there that can get the thing on the track. We're running our team off of computer numbers.
Okay, Chiro, it's a good strong start, man. It really is. Mike, you're with us. Mike, your opportunity to explain to the Eagles why you're so frustrated. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
So, you know, Jeffrey, this is just directed at Jeffrey, and I'm so glad we're finally taking the narrative in this direction. You know, this is a man who has a master's in psychology. He's obviously a very intelligent individual. Jeffrey, you talk about connectivity. Where is your connectivity? Where's your connectivity to this fan base, to this city, okay? Mm-hmm. How could you not know that hiring an intern to do an executive level job was going to be an absolute disaster? How do you not know that connectivity is not the core tenet of a football team? The core tenet of a football team is to win, okay? That's the number one core tenet. You have, and John, I'm so glad you brought this up, you have this enabler that you are blind to. You don't see how much of a bottleneck this one individual is to the entire fan base, to this organization. It is one person that stands in the way of breaking through and getting this organization back on track. So, Jeffrey, you talk about emotional intelligence. Where is your emotional intelligence? You talk about self-awareness. Where is your self-awareness? Okay? It's just time to stop the madness and just get this back on track.
Good point, Mike. I listen, John. People are coming strong out of the gate. Let's go for three with Hank in Bordentown. Hank, what's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure, like always.
Thanks, man.
But I'm tired. I'm tired of talking to Howie, and this is going straight to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you told us that you guys are building a culture. Well, I now know what that culture is, and it's a family culture. This is a business. You're not holding Howie Kelly accountable for anything. that accountability starts at the top. And you got to start holding people accountable for their actions. This man is single-handedly disbanding this group. He's every Sunday, us, the fans, the media, we are there. We show up. We see the players show up. But that whole blueprint is never put together because you guys don't show up. And now it's time for Jeffrey Lurie. We need you to show up and show exactly what this city needs to see, what that team needs. We're tired of the empty promises. Yeah. We're tired of it.
Yep.
We show up every day, and we're with this team. Now it's time. No more games, no more jokes.
Well, and Hank, here's the thing, and I'll say this, man. Let me jump in and say this, Hank. I think one of the things that really has me cheesed this year was we knew there was a possibility it wasn't going to be a particularly good year. I had the Eagles at 9 wins. You know, there was a chance it was only going to be 6 or 7. There's a chance, obviously, it could be lower than that now. It's not so much that they're losing. It's how they look when they lose.
It's how we're losing.
It's the lack of development. It's a head coach hired by the owner a couple months ago. The head coach who actually effectively had the team run the ball in the first drive the other day and then said, nah, we're good. We won't do that again. I mean, yeah, like, I don't understand. You know, it's a defensive coordinator hired by the head coach, who was, of course, hired by the owner, who, after the first 6 games, said, let me give you another helping of garbage defensive approach and philosophy and no aggression. And yet then the head coach comes out afterwards and talks about, we got to be more aggressive and this is on me. And then, like, what am I supposed to feel on Sunday? Suddenly they will be? No. No.
Yeah,
you're spitting in my face is how I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave you one last thought. For the first time in years, and I don't know if – I want to see if you agree or disagree.
Okay.
For the first time in years, we have a brand new team put together. For the first time, I have no idea what we have on this roster because of the failure all throughout the organization. I have no idea if we're truly a bad team in terms of the talent. I have no idea.
I'll say this, Hank. They're definitely below average, but Hank, great call, but it is hard to fully assess how bad the talent is when you know they're being coached so poorly. That I will agree with. I feel pretty confident I can say Jalen Hurts isn't good enough and likely won't be good enough because that's what I sense. But, I mean, take a guy like Quez Watkins. I don't know if he's good or not. The ball never goes his way.
The problem
ever.
Is, Joe, it's gotten so bad. Like, you have let it devolve so far that this has become a lost season. Like, you will never uncover how good guys are.
I mean,
you will never understand whether they had potential or not.
Yeah, I mean,
because now their spirits are broken. Now they no longer, like, just watch Fletcher Cox play football, and you will see he there's no want to. And that's now spreading. That's pervasive. You see other guys watching the leader of the defense, quote leader, by the way, air quotes, not giving full effort the way Fletcher's out there just going through the motions. Other guys are feeling the same way. They don't believe. They don't believe any longer.
Such
because they have so flubbed this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many.
The front office.
Yeah, no, I understand
the front office
point.
Has. And I blame them so much more than the coaching staff because they hired this coaching staff. They told us they were wowed by Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
What a joke. How in the world were you wowed?
Yeah.
How did you spend 2 days with this guy in intensive, like, interviews and say, man, he seems smart.
He's the guy.
He is sharp. Mm-hmm. He's got a plan. He doesn't have a plan now. He has no idea. Just listen to him talk.
Yeah.
He has no idea how to fix this.
Yep. I actually agree with you on that, John. 215-592-9494. If you remember back to yesterday's show, I had a couple of different questions at various times that were sometimes rhetorical in nature, sometimes not, where I felt like it put people in a tough spot, like who would win, the Eagles offense or defense? Like, I don't know. They both stink. John, I got another tough question for everyone today. And it's by way of our Twitter poll question of the day. We're hopping sports for a moment to baseball. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. As we get ready for those that are going to watch it, not everyone will, but for anyone that does, the World Series, which starts up tonight, we'll ask you this tough one. Who would you rather win the World Series? A, the cheating Houston Astros, or B, the rival, longtime hated rival Atlanta Braves?
This isn't hard. It's not a hard question.
I don't.
You're rooting for the Astros. Go Astros.
I don't know about
go
that, James.
Go Stros. You're the biggest Stros fan in the country outside Houston. This
I don't
are you
know.
Out of your mind? You're going to root for the Braves?
Listen.
The Braves?
He's saying he's. Yeah, he's pulling
you're
for the Braves.
Out of your mind, dude.
Well, there's also this. I'll just say this. There's also this factor. I want the Phillies to feel the, what's the word? I struggle with this word. Ignominy? Well, how do you say that word?
Ignominious?
Ignominy?
I want them to feel that a team from their division wins the World Series again.
Yeah.
Washington did it 2 years ago.
I'm going to get it done.
The Braves
me.
Could do it in the next week and a half. Like, I want the Phillies to feel the shame of these championships coming from their own division, and they can't even make to the playoffs. So, yes, the combination of the
wow.
Phillies feeling that and James.
A Mets fan rooting for the Braves in the World Series.
Yeah,
how about that?
But, James, I mean, have at it with cheaters. I mean, a lot of the guys, they might not be cheating now.
So many people
but,
cheat.
But hey, listen, whatever. They were banging trash cans, James, 2 years ago to win a World Series.
It's the Braves. It's the Braves. I don't care. I don't like. I would root against the
All
Astros
right.
for any other team in baseball, pretty
right.
much.
Look, it's on the table for anyone and everyone, 215-592-9494. And certainly our Twitter poll question of the day, you can answer it at and vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. The cheating Astros, the hated Braves. Who would you rather see win the World Series? Let's talk to Bob right now in Bethany Beach. Hey, Bob.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Doing all right,
and by
Bob.
The way, Bob, one more.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Point. The fact that the Braves lost their the fact that the hold on oh, blah, blah, blah. The fact that the Braves lost their best player and found a way to fight through it is actually admirable, and I want the Phillies to recognize, you know, you can have some adversity and actually fight through it. By the way, what the Braves also did, they went out and acquired players at the trade deadline, actual good players, not ham and eggers that the Phillies always seem to get at the trade deadline. All right, Bob,
he
I'm
was
sorry.
Right as usual.
Bob, go ahead, buddy. Bob was like talking for the last 20 seconds, and then
my
last...
second phase is
yeah, second point. Give me your second point, Bob.
Are they in the process 2.0? Because they're loading up with incredible draft picks, and they have it from start to finish, and it could be really great or, you know, semi-great. And the third phase is you have all these draft picks, but they suck in being able to pick them. And if Howie is still there, those are my three phases.
You
and I'm kind of
Bob, your first point was the best. Bob, your first point was the best. All right, Bob, we appreciate that. I don't think Bob really was in on the joke. He just
no. He was completely Right. He didn't know how to.
Bob was just talking to that. He was just talking to that phone, and he. That's classic, man. 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
My biggest issue is my greatest fear, and I think we all share this at this point. I'm not sure that Howie even is eligible to be fired. You know, despite
that is
how
that, yeah.
awful
yeah.
he is and what he's done to our team, he might not even be in consideration because Jeffrey doesn't know how awful he's been. Because he's able to pull the wool over Jeffrey's eyes. Like, this is a tragic case in some ways where you've got Jeffrey Lurie unaware to a large degree just how bad it is.
Well, that's why I keep coming back, John. The reason I felt lowest, and there were hundreds of reasons to feel low watching that game on Sunday, but the reason for me that is the rock bottom number one thing is I have lost faith in Lurie. And you know, John, I was a big believer in Jeffrey Lurie.
But if you take Howie out,
I agree.
You know, lying to Jeffrey,
but
tricking Jeffrey.
I understand.
I believe, man, for Howie, this is all about self-preservation, and he will say or do whatever he can, whatever he needs to make it seem palatable to Jeffrey. That's what I believe. And I don't know. I don't know that for a fact. But that's the only explanation for why this guy has been in place longer than any GM in the NFL through four head coaches. Yep. That never happens. Howie and Jeffrey have this very unhealthy relationship that's based on deception. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I know.
Based on deception from Howie. And that's awful.
It is awful.
Because he's not only
I do know.
He's deceiving. He's deceiving more than just Jeffrey Lurie.
All right, 215-592-9494. We also have to give away today a $25 Wendy's gift card. You can enjoy Wendy's new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's locations. John, it was 35 years ago that one of the most notable moments in the history of sports happened. 35 years ago tonight, it was a night game. It was at Shea Stadium. I'm actually going to talk about a Mets win. This is horrible.
Pretty hilarious.
But this is who you are.
Stop it.
True colors.
Hey, listen.
Mets and Braves.
True colors shining through.
Took 5 years. We finally all comes out.
True colors. That's why I love you.
You do? You love me, John? No, apparently. Cut that audio. John Ritchie loves me.
Cindy Lauper loves me.
He oombops thinking, not oombops. What did she do? What was she doing? What was her famous song about a whole different issue? Not oombop.
She-bop.
She-bop. Yeah, John. She-bop. John.
She-bop.
John,
she-bop.
John She-bop's thinking
I
of me.
Bop. No, I don't.
Oh, you love me. I mean, come on now.
Cindy.
Hey, we have, again, we have this gift card to give away. 35th anniversary, actually. It's really not about the Mets. It's about Bill Buckner. I mean, it's about the Mets, but it's about Bill. 35 years ago tonight, this moment happened in sports.
Two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight.
Now, for anyone that was alive when that happened 35 years ago, you know that it was just outrageous. The Red Sox are about to win the World Series. The game actually had been tied right before that on a wild pitch.
Yeah, no one ever talks about the wild pitch.
I know.
No one ever talks about it.
But the basic story, if you don't know, if you're too young to not know it, the bottom line is the Red Sox were up by two runs. There was two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. All they had to do was get one more out.
First and third.
Well, no, but initially nobody's on base.
Right.
And the Mets string together a couple of hits in a row, and then it leads up to that moment where it's tied. Obviously, Buckner shouldn't have been in the game. He should have been replaced, but even he should have made the play. Runs to first base. It's going to be an out. You're going to head to extra innings. Instead, the ball goes through his legs. We've all seen that highlight, I don't know, 500,000 times, the ball going through his legs. And you see it from both ends. We've seen the regular highlight, but then there's the version, you know, that NBC used on replay right afterwards where you see it from behind, from right field. We've seen that replay a million times. John, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask Seltzer and everyone today at 215-592-9494, and I have no idea what the right answer is for this, so we'll pose it to everyone. Which sports clip have we seen the most on television? Which moment in sports history has been shown in highlights or lowlights on television the most, and we will try by the end of the show to because the Buckner one, I mean, honestly, how many times do I think I've really seen it? Probably about 1,000 times, right, James? Is that about a fair estimate?
I was thinking thousands.
Yeah,
somewhere in that range.
I mean, that's a lot of our lives. Yeah, you see that replay over and over and over and over. All right. John, give me a sports clip. The best answer is we determine it by the end of the show. That person's going to win the Wendy's gift card. John, what's I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not, John. A sports clip that you think has been seen on TV an awful lot.
I think this is Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
The Immaculate Reception I've seen a million times.
Yeah, a lot.
Easily a million times.
A lot of times. And by the way, the irony is it's a sports moment that they didn't have all the camera angles for to actually determine whether the ball hit the ground.
Wow, that's a good yeah.
Isn't that
that's
incredible?
Like the legendary thing with it.
Yeah,
is that they don't have those angles.
And there's something else they don't really know whether the ball hit the Raider or the Steeler first on the deflection, because if it hit the, I think it's if it hit the Steeler, it would have been an illegal pass per the rules of that time. I think. Bounced off what Tatum and the other guy. I think it was whatever the heck it was.
I was really young when that play happened in real life.
Yep.
But I knew that it was a huge play.
No, I mean, yeah.
When I first got, drafted by the Raiders, for some reason that play came up. I brought that play up because it was like everyone knows that play.
It's the most famous. It's maybe the most famous play in the history of the sport.
We've seen it
on TV a million times.
I had no idea how negative the response would be from the Raider, the assembled Raider media and fan base and everyone else for just talking about the Immaculate.
All right, Seltzer, give me a sports clip we've seen on TV a whole bunch.
Well, there's so many great answers, so I don't even know what the Mount Rushmore is. Yeah. I think this would have been a Mount Rushmore when we were growing up, but it's kind of faded recently. But I know that you, me, anyone our age grew up with the Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
And these guys act like I'm the bad guy for saying something that's pro another team. I got Seltzer screaming about the Giants winning the pennant.
There's a big difference, pal.
John Ritchie celebrating a Pittsburgh Steeler play. Check yourself, fellas. All right, I'm going to actually.
Yes, I will not quote.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually going to refrain from giving an answer because there's a bunch I could give, but I want to give everyone a chance. I don't know the answer. But I'm all ears to find out what we think collectively it'll be. The sports clip that has been seen on television the most. What is it? All the sports, big answers. What do you got? Let's go to Neil in North Jersey. Neil, good morning, buddy.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
You got it, man.
So my message is very simple. Jeffrey Lurie, the greatest illusion in life is delusion. And you have deluded yourself into thinking that Howie Roseman is going to be the person that saves you from the predicament you're in when you don't realize that he is the one that has put this franchise in the predicament you're in. And if you had the guts to have a second set of eyes, everybody that you would bring in for another organization, however you want to look at it, would tell you that the problem is Howie Roseman. And if you're going to be stubborn enough not to listen to what he says, that we're not going to go to the games and support a product that you're putting out. And my message to Howie Roseman is simple. You won a Super Bowl once, but you know, like a lot of memories, they fade over time. And that one Super Bowl is looking like a fluke. And you can't use that as a cudgel against anybody else who is criticizing your draft picks and your free agents. You use this winning a Super Bowl once that makes you on Mount Rushmore of the greatest GMs ever, and you're not. And my last part would be to Sirianni. Listen, I don't know what high school you coached. I don't know where you learned football. But go read Bill Walsh's book about how to coach an NFL team, because you don't know how to coach this team. You don't know how to scheme Jalen Hurts, maximize his effectiveness. You don't use the run game, which would actually help your rookie quarterback. So those would be my messages to all four of the brass.
You got it, Neil. Hey, listen, we're asking people to rattle some cages today, try to get the Eagles' attention. Neil, we appreciate it. Neil, give me a sports clip seen on TV an awful lot.
I think it's the greatest thing ever. Michael Jordan's final shot in a Bulls uniform.
That's a big one right there. I don't know that that's the right answer for him. It might be. I'm not sure. But Jordan, 98, Utah, big answer. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the Eagles, of course, yesterday traded one of their backup quarterbacks, Joe Flacco. The impact of that trade, plus what Nick Sirianni said about it yesterday in the press conference. We'll get to all that up ahead next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. On 94 WIP. Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Coming up shortly here this segment, we'll get to what Nick Sirianni said yesterday about Gardner Minshew and Jalen Hurts as it relates to the Joe Flacco trade. We'll hit that soon. Get John's thoughts on Flacco being out of here and kind of where the Eagles can go. Also at 11 o'clock, we'll talk to Mike Quick. He joins our show every Tuesday at 11. And as we've been saying throughout the program, today's your day. Today's all of our day to let the Eagles hear you. We are disgusted with what we've seen. I am personally as this is amongst the most down I've ever been with the Eagles. I think Lurie has remarkable culpability here, and frankly, I've lost faith in him. And so part of why I'm down is I've lost faith in the reasonable, you know, relatively fast turnaround that I expected. Didn't mean the Eagles had to be great this year, but I thought they would be making strides on the process to, you know, become great in future years. And they've shown they've given me nothing to hold, you know, have my hat feel like, you know, it's I'm got every metaphor messed
mixing up. Mixing up metaphors.
I also got a fly. Why do I have a fly flying around here? Seltzer, do something about this.
No problem.
I hate flies so much.
This is like in Breaking Bad. I mean,
episode?
Yeah, I hated that episode, by the way.
I know you did. I like it.
All right, to the phones. Let the Eagles hear your voice today.
Yeah, why is that fly so attracted to you?
Well, I just had syrup. I mean, does it want to...
Did you put it on your body?
No, but I mean, it could be still
on
my lips.
You smothered yourself in syrup?
Why would it still be on your lips?
Well, I just had it. I literally just ate pancakes in the commercial break. Let a man eat breakfast at 10:40. It's what happens.
Someone, I don't know, man.
Someone get a fly swatter in here.
I don't know.
Seltzer, do your job.
It seems unusual that fly is definitely following you around.
It really is. All right, let's go to the phones.
Jordan had his flu game. This is your fly game.
What do you want to say that Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles could hear today? The floor is yours. Kevin in Delaware. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Good morning. First of all, let me say I was out of town last week, so happy anniversary to you guys. I didn't get a chance to call in, but thanks, you man. Guys make my day, and it's really a great day to get a great time to get through the day listening to you guys. So happy anniversary on that.
Thanks,
Kevin.
Hey, secondly on this organization or this coaching staff right now is probably the worst assembled NFL coaching staff I have ever seen. This is not an NFL coaching staff. It's not a college coaching staff. It's not even a high school coaching staff. They can't adjust what they can't adjust because they don't know how to adjust it. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Every game this year, they have been outmatched. They have been outcoached. Nick makes some of the stupidest calls. I was driving on Sunday, but when I heard that he declined the third down penalty and gave them the ball again instead of getting the ball to punt, to me, that just shows you that's a coach that doesn't have a clue as to what he's doing. So my saying back to Jeffrey Lurie right now is, you and Howie created this mess because you hired the 14th guy on your list. You hired a guy that nobody knew. You hired a coaching staff of supposedly up-and-comers who are just that. They're up-and-comers. They're not ready to be on the big show right now. So you guys created this mess, and you guys live with it. Because if we've been saying to you guys for the last 3 years, the Philadelphia Eagles is a joke, and it's the laughingstock organization at the NFL, and this year proves it hands down.
It's really bad. Kevin, give me a sports clip seen on TV a lot.
Hank Aaron breaking the home run record when he's running around the bases.
That's a big one also. I mean, there's going to be a lot here, and I've already thought through in my own mind about 10. I hadn't even thought of that one, and that's got winning potential. That is a big, big, big – tell you what. It's been seen an awful lot more than Barry Bonds breaking the home run record, I'll tell you that. Granted, Bonds more recently, but as far as glory goes, Hank was a – oh, I got the fly, John. Bang!
Did you really?
I got
it. Nice job.
Call me Miyagi. There we go.
Miyagi never gets it. Daniel gets it.
Daniel gets it?
No, Miyagi got one fly.
Are you sure?
I'm sure he did.
I feel pretty confident.
But Daniel was amazed. It was like at first. Danielson.
Uh-uh.
Like,
that's what I thought.
I don't think so.
I know. No, Mr. Miyagi caught it with the chopsticks. Like, just like that he showed him the way. And that was
That's what I thought.
Danielson was striving to achieve that same level of zen to where you can.
I'm not certain, but I think John's right. Here's what I know. I'm a killer, though.
I feel like I'm right.
Yeah, that fly is
Wait,
done.
You're a killer. You just threw in the trash.
Right in the trash. Bang.
I can't believe you showed it that much respect that you put it in the proper
receptacle. It was about me. I don't want the fly around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all about me, man.
I would just have flicked that thing wherever it lands.
You want me to
lands.
Flick it on you? I'll go get it out of the trash and put it on you. I mean, if that's what you want. All right, so I'll tell you what Gardner Minshew wants. He wants a chance. He wants a chance. And his chance of getting a chance was elevated yesterday. Eagles... John, yesterday trading Joe Flacco. Obviously, Minshew will be the number two. The question is, how long will he be the number two? And we'll get to in a moment to what Nick Sirianni said. But, John, your reaction, you know, when you heard the news yesterday, Flacco was gonzo. What'd you think?
Actually, my first reaction was they're making room to bring in a big name.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. My first reaction was, oh, Deshaun Watson had a change of heart and now he wants to come here? That, and you know, who knows?
You know what my first reaction was? The Eagles are going to try to sell as many players as they can.
My first reaction was just, they can't believe someone actually gave him something for Joe Flacco. Like, wow, we actually get something for this guy? Awesome.
Yeah.
That was my first reaction.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was an ulterior motive at all. I thought it was like, they got something for Joe Flacco. Like, what?
Yeah,
I can't believe the Jets actually gave them something.
I don't agree.
Lose games if you're the Jets.
Yeah, but here's where I disagree with you, John. I think, James, you have a coach and a general manager in New York, both that could be fighting for their jobs.
I get that. I guess that's possible.
You know, it's like, why the Sixers trade?
I don't think Robert Saleh's fighting for his job and you're one.
But it's like, why the Sixers trade for Ish Smith when you're 1-30? Because, you know, I think they were 1-26 at the time because you don't want to look so ridiculous. But I get your point. I mean, look, it's not like a 6th-round pick as much, but, you know, it'll be an early 6th-round pick.
Could be a 5th if he plays.
Yeah, could be a 5th. So, John, naturally the speculation rises for how much longer will Hurts be the starter?
Yeah.
And, you know, do they want to see Minshew? Now, my mindset has been play Hurts until around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Open up
He's
the
got
office.
A while longer.
Open up the But I'll say this, Thanksgiving's not that much longer. It's only about 4 more games.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, remember there's 10
well, I think that's I
there's
think
10
he's got
more
a month.
Games.
He's got a month.
Yeah.
He's got a month, and if it looks the way it has looked,
yeah.
You're going to see Gardner Minshew for the last month of the season.
And I'll say this other thing about Thanksgiving, and I made this point before, but if you hadn't heard me say it, I'll say it again. This is the first time in NFL history that there are 7 weeks after Thanksgiving of football. I mean, this is a whole new – this 17-game thing. Like, once the Eagles get to Thanksgiving, which normally feels like it's stretch runtime, there are still 7 more weeks. Now, the Eagles only happen to have 6 games in those 7 weeks because their bye is in December. But this is a long season. So you could play Hurts for 4 more weeks and still have 6 games where you get to find out from Gardner Minshew what he has. There's a lot of time. All right, so – obviously, Nick Sirianni was asked about this yesterday. He was delayed for, I don't know, an hour and a half or whatever the heck it was to do that press conference yesterday.
Well, obviously, because of the trade.
Because of the trade, yeah. And they signed that other random guy they got from, I don't know, wherever he played in the preseason. They seem to say he's pretty good. Who knows?
I think the Dolphins. I'm not 100%
I think it was
sure.
The Dolphins. All right. By the way.
Wait, why does everyone just – why does that delay his press conference the way that it did?
He might have had to sit down with Flacco.
And also I think they knew they were making the trade, and they were like, just wait, because otherwise we're going to have to talk about this trade one way or the other.
I get John's point, though. It's a little bit, like, if the word's not going to get out, just do the press conference. But whatever.
I think they wanted someone out there after the trade was made, and why do 2 press conferences when you could just hold off a little bit?
Well, you can also make the case, why do you need a press conference for the backup quarterback being traded?
But I think it was one of those, why not wait, is my
point. All right, so they waited, and
got a 6th-round pick. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
I agree. I mostly agree with you there, John. All right, so Bo Wolf asked a series of questions regarding, you know, change of quarterback. Maybe what's going on? Here's the exchange with Sirianni yesterday.
Hey, Nick, have you considered making a change at starting quarterback?
No.
Is there a point in which you would like to see Gardner at all?
No, I got a ton of faith and I really like Gardner, and I think he's a good backup. But I got a ton of faith in Jalen, and he will be our starting quarterback.
And that's how the press conference ended yesterday. You know, actually, it was one of those rare moments, John, where I think Sirianni handled it well. He was definitive and didn't say – sometimes Sirianni says something, and then he gives you a long explanation, which I appreciate from the standpoint of it gives you context. But for his own sake, he's got to keep his mouth shut more often.
Right.
And he was just very, you know, simple with this answer, and that's the right answer at this time. But also good job by Bo Wolf, the reporter, because here's the deal. We've all been around the block enough to know it. When a reporter asks if you are considering changing the starting quarterback, you know that internally there's at least been some thought to maybe we should consider changing the starting quarterback. And then they make the decision to no, but they know, hey, we've got to have a window here of, well, how long are we giving Hurts? And it's never good for the starting quarterback. It's like asking an owner, it's like asking a general manager, you're going to fire the coach? He's going to tell you no. But once the question is asked and answered, everyone knows it's asked and answered for a reason. Because there's at least enough out there that you should start thinking about it. And obviously that's where the Eagles are. 215-592-9494. 94-94. Coming up, Mike Quick, his perspective on the now 2-5 Birds and how bad it is. How bad it is with the Birds. Quick with us next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, baseball's Fall Classic is back, and it starts tonight. And to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking all customers up with a risk-free same-game parlay bet. You can place a same-game parlay bet on Game 1 of the World Series, and if you don't win, you'll get a refund in site credit. Build your own parlay your way by combining your favorite bets into one wager for even bigger paydays. And, of course, there's a lot of different ways you can go here. Spread on the game, total runs, home runs, who's going to hit a home run. I mean, you know, at a baseball game, there's you know, hundreds of things, thousands of things, I suppose, maybe you could bet on. Well, it's all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. So get in for tonight, Game 1 of the Fall Classic. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, make the most out of October baseball. Certainly the local team never does. But you can make the most out of October baseball and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER to have your first bet be risk-free of up to $1,000. Promo code HAMMER to bet on this or anything with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.